This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. UN Climate Summit COP29 sees significant discussions on impact of climate change on the Himalayas. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari says government is considering expanding TaxNet. 8th APF SSP coordination meeting underway to discuss issues facing Nepal-India border. And US President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping to meet for last time today. Now the news in detail. The 29th Conference of the Parties to the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, COP29, which is being held in Azerbaijan's capital Baku, has seen significant discussions on the impact of climate change on the Himalayas. Nepal has been actively advocating for global attention to the issues of the Himalayan countries. Minister for Forest and Environment Ain Bahadur Shahi Thakuri highlighted the importance of the Himalayan region in maintaining global ecological balance and the urgent need to address the impacts of climate change. This marks the first time the Himalayas have been discussed in the co-presidency level meeting, setting a precedence for future COPs. President Ramchandra Paurel, during his address, had emphasized the cascading effects of climate change in the Himalayas, impacting downstream regions, including coastal areas. Nepal has called for regular discussions on Himalayan issues at future COPs, a proposal supported by nations like Bhutan and Tanzania. Minister Shahi had a bilateral meeting with Britain's climate minister, Kerry McCarthy, where they discussed climate change impacts and potential assistance. Nepal has been actively working on policy and regulatory reforms to promote carbon trading, including the Leaf Coalition Agreement and amendments to the Environment Regulation. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari has said the government was considering expanding TaxNet. At a program organized by the Inland Revenue Office in Nepalganj today, marking the National Tax Day and Tax Week, Minister Bhandari clarified that the impending expansion on TaxNet was aimed at improving and strengthening tax collection system. Emphasizing the importance of a strong state for a thriving economy, Minister Bhandari asserted, if the state is strong, industries and business become stronger. Therefore, revenue collection should exceed the target to strengthen the state. He said no one had the liberty to reduce the amount of revenue collected, calling for collective efforts among industrialists, revenue office employees and police personnel to curb the issues such as revenue leakage and revenue evasion occurring due to the porous borders. The APF SSP 8th coordination meeting is underway in Kathmandu, aiming to further bolster the coordination between the Armed Police Force APF of Nepal and the Sashastra Seema Bal SSP, the Border Security Force of India. The two-day meeting is underway at the APF Nepal's headquarters at Halchok in Kathmandu. The meeting will conclude tomorrow. The agendas of the meeting include prevention and control of cross-border crimes, carrying out surveillance to check illegal activities, information exchange between the two agencies, joint supervision of the border marker pillars, among others, according to APF joint spokesperson Sailendra Thapa. Thapa said discussions will also be held in the meeting on making the border security more effective and on continued coordination and collaboration, as well as on information sharing between the two border security forces for making the border security stronger. APF Inspector General Raju Arial and SSP Director General Amrit Mohan Prasad are leading the delegation of their respective organizations in the meeting. The SSP delegation, including the Director General, arrived in Kathmandu yesterday. The coordination meeting has been taking place every year. The 7th meeting was held in India. The 6th coordination meeting took place in Kathmandu 2 years back. As the winter sets in, different government offices have moved south, especially in the northern Himalayan districts. The police outpost at Limi in Humla district has been shifted to Simikot, the district headquarters of Humla, after temperatures started falling at Limi. all police personnel stationed at the outpost located at Sunkhani Limi of Namkaruru Municipality, Ward No. 6 in the northern region of Humla District, have arrived in Simikot, as travel in the area has become difficult due to the thick snow cover. Meanwhile, a new mother with an infant of 20 days was rescued from a remote area in Humla District yesterday. 20-year-old Chupa Chatial was airlifted to Surkhet Hospital after the treatment to postpartum hemorrhage was not possible at a local health facility. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. US President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will meet for the last time today, a day after both leaders warned of turbulent times ahead for the world as Donald Trump returns to the White House. Their final encounter taking place on the sidelines of an Asia-Pacific summit in Peru has been overshadowed by the prospect of fresh trade wars and diplomatic upheaval when Trump starts his second term. U.S. President-elect Trump's comeback has cast a cloud of uncertainty over efforts by Washington and Beijing to ease their tense relationship launched in a historic meeting between Xi and Biden in California a year ago. The White House said on Friday that Saturday's Xi-Biden meeting at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, APEC, summit would mark the progress in the relationship between the United States and an increasingly assertive Beijing. But it was also aimed at getting through a delicate period of transition and ensuring the competition with China does not veer into conflict, according to U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Trump's crushing election win over Kamala Harris has caused shock waves around the globe and dominated the two-day meeting of heads of state of the 21-member APEC group. Saudi Arabia is hosting the fourth global high-level ministerial conference on antimicrobial resistance, AMR, in Jeddah. The two-day conference, attended by health experts of various countries, aims to address the urgent challenge of antimicrobial resistance, a phenomenon where bacteria, viruses, fungi and parasites become resistant to antibiotics and other medications. The conference started on November 14th and will conclude today. Speaking during the conference, the Saudi Health Minister Fahad Al-Jalajil emphasized the urgent need for global cooperation to combat the crisis. He highlighted the importance of implementing national action plans, improving infection prevention and control practices, and ensuring equitable access to antibiotics. The conference aims to strengthen international efforts and develop sustainable solutions to tackle antimicrobial resistance. The Jeddah Declaration, to be endorsed by participants, outlines key strategies to address this pressing issue and safeguard the future of modern medicine. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of Kosi Province and Gandaki Province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. UN Climate Summit COP29 sees significant discussions on impact of climate change on the Himalayas. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari says government is considering expanding TaxNet. 8th APF SSP coordination meeting underway to discuss issues facing Nepal-India border. And US President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping to meet for the last time today. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.